A UN body says the number of displaced Iraqis is rising at an alarming rate over the bloody insurgency led by the ISIL Takfiri militants. The World Food Programme says it has, for the first time in several months, resumed delivering food assistance to at least 76,000 people in western Iraq. It says the targeted people were part of a massive displacement of families fighting the ISIL violence in the country. Aid agencies have already warned that the humanitarian situation in Iraq continues to deteriorate because of the fighting there. Throughout the country, over 1.5 million people have been displaced, many without access to food, water, or other basic needs. Let's cross over to London now. Joining us via Skype is Sabah Jawad, director of the Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation. Many thanks for joining us here on Press EU, Mr. Jawad. Now, first of all, those countries that are right now carrying out airstrikes on Iraqi soil, how concerned do you think they are of this humanitarian crisis that is being faced by the Iraqi civilians?
Well, you see, the Western countries always talk about humanitarian missions and helping people in these kind of difficult circumstances. But at the end of the day, they are there to implement their own political agendas and increase their influence, as we see now it's happening in Iraq, and as we see in the so-called fight against terrorism and the involvement of NATO as well. These people, they create the problems in the first place. I mean, Western powers, they create problems, and they when the consequences of their interventions become apparent, actually, they drop few airplane loads of aid to the mountain of Kurdistan, or else, or the United Nations start talking about impeding humanitarian disaster. They don't do much regarding that. The name of the game, actually, to control the Middle East, and we've seen them now flexing their muscles with NATO. Last time we've seen NATO intervening for a humanitarian, so-called humanitarian mission in Libya. We see Libya has been divided into perhaps 20 states controlled by armed groups and tribes and you know, factions killing each other. So, you know, this kind of interventions is required by NATO to implement a political agenda in the name of fighting the ISIL terrorists. While at the same time, we know, and everybody in the Middle East know, that the ISIL terrorists was the creation of the United States and their allies in the Middle East, like Saudi Arabia and Qatar. We have a German minister not long ago describing Qatar as a supporter of the ISIL in Iraq and in Syria. And now they are gathering a so-called alliance against terrorism, which include Israel and Turkey, the two countries actually who supported the ISIL and support al-Nusra Front, as we've seen very clearly in the Golan recently.
Wait, Mr. Jawad, let me just interrupt you there. Why is it that countries like Saudi Arabia and Turkey seem to have unlimited funds when it comes to funding ISIL, but fall short when it comes to helping women, children, the elderly, the handicapped who are displaced and are, as the UN and other bodies have pointed out, in a catastrophic situation?
Well, these people are not really concerned about humanitarian improvement, you know, condition. And so we see this is the same situation happened in Iraq twice, actually. This is the second time that's happened in Iraq. In 2006 and 2007, we had a huge influx of people from Iraq leaving to Syria and to Jordan and to other parts of the Arab world as a result of the sectarian climate that existed at that time. And the sectarian climate in Iraq actually existed because of the American meddling in the affairs of Iraq and trying to divide and rule the Iraqi people so they could stay longer in Iraq as an occupier. When they failed to do that and they had to withdraw from Iraq in 2011, now they're using the pretext of ISIL control of al-Mosul. And by the way, they did not warn even the Iraqi government. They denied the Iraqi government weapons, which Iraq paid for and let ISIL control Mosul and control big chunk of north of Iraq, and they are utilizing this situation now to interfere more in Iraq and transforming Kurdistan into a big Israeli and American military base where
right.
their agencies operate freely, and they even participate in the fighting. According to recent reports, actually, that the German special forces and American special forces are operating with the Peshmerga in Iraqi Kurdistan.